Have you ever purchased something that you have been wanting for a very long time? It could be a house, a car, a riding mower, or something else that would make your life a little bit easier. Do you remember saving your money in order to get it or beginning to make regular payments on it? When you took possession of it, you may have found yourself contemplating whether or not it was worth getting. I think all of us have asked ourselves that question at one time or even several times in our life. I can remember wanting to buy a certain make and model of car back about 15 years ago. I looked at different makes and models of vehicles, trying to decide what I wanted to get. I was at the age when it didn't matter much what color the vehicle was or what it looked like. The two main things that I cared about was if it was dependable and if it got good gas mileage. I wanted a dependable vehicle because I had seen nice-looking vehicles that were broken down along the side of many roads. I didn't think that a nice-looking vehicle would look so nice when it was out of commission. I also wanted good gas mileage because, along with the car payment and insurance, the very regular expense of putting fuel in a car just added to the monthly expense of having a vehicle. And I didn't care to impress people with how many times per week that I had to stop at a gas station to fill the vehicle up again. So high gas mileage was important to me. After I had done some research, I settled on one make and model of vehicle. It was a Ford Focus. I remember when I made my mind up as to that particular car. I wasn't ready to buy it yet because there were some expenses that I had to pay off before I could incur another bill each month. So I prayed and believed God for this vehicle, then took the printed information about the car and put it in my filing cabinet. 6 months later, the car that I was driving gave up the ghost, or so it's called. It just quit working. I needed a vehicle fast. My finances were okay so that I could make monthly payments on a vehicle, and I remember that I had settled on a Ford Focus. I had a friend come and get me to take me to a dealership in town that had these particular vehicles where I found one that fit the description of what I had wanted. I purchased the car, and it made me happy that I had a better vehicle that would be dependable and provide good gas mileage. It would prove to be worth the price that I had to pay for it. In John 3:16, we know that God loved us so much that he gave up his only begotten Son, Jesus, to be the one who would redeem us from sin by paying the price for our sins, and we could become the children of God. The price that God paid was an enormous price, even by heaven's standards. It says in this verse that God gave up his only begotten Son. Jesus would no longer be the only begotten Son, and the price to gain many sons and daughters would cost him his one and only. What would that feel like? In the book of Genesis, Abraham was asked of God to sacrifice his only son Isaac. Abraham had been believing for decades for a son. God finally gave him one. He was told that he would be the father of many nations. But to offer up his son didn't make any sense, seeing that through Isaac was the only way to become the father of many people. Yet, as Hebrews chapter 11 would state, he believed that Isaac would be raised from the dead even after he was offered to God as a sacrifice. Abraham considered the price to pay for obedience to God to be worth it in the end. This is exactly what God did when Jesus gave himself as a substitute for our sins. Although it was extremely costly, he was more than willing to do this because his love for us is more than we can fathom in our mind. We can understand a little more of it in our heart than we can in our mind, but only as much as we can bear upon this limited earth. In heaven, though, we will know him as we are known, as 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12 says. Never are we to consider ourselves as junk in God's eyes. This is because the new birth in Christ, Jesus, puts God's DNA into our spirit, thereby making us his blood-born children. A parent would never consider their own child to be less than their son or daughter, even if they do wrong. The true love of a parent does not take into consideration the actions that the child performed in order to determine who they are in relation to themselves. But every parent knows who the child is to them at all times, their child. Are we worth the trouble to God? Regardless of what we may think about the overview of the Bible, God is very happy to have us in His family. If all we see in the Bible is God's reprimanding and His disapproval, then we really do not understand His love. God disciplines those He loves in order to correct anything that may cause us either distance from Him or pain in our future. Sin will do both of those things. God's love won't stop for a moment from reaching out to correct us when we are in the wrong. Our will to commit and hold on to sin may stop His loving hand of correction from reaching our heart. We may refuse to acknowledge that He is our spiritual Father because we don't want to hear His words of wisdom. We may think that we will always be His children regardless of any sin that we commit and embrace. The truth is that as we choose to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we also can refuse Him. Although we are meant to stay saved once we are saved, our will to choose can disconnect us from God's eternal life. Needless to say, that would be the worst choice anyone could ever make. But remember, it is a person's right to accept or reject God, even if they were already saved. God said in Deuteronomy 30:19, "I have set before you life or death, blessing or cursing. You choose." Despite this possibility, and the possibility of many who will never receive Christ as their Lord and Savior, the price for our redemption will always be worth it in God's eyes. Even the few who do receive Christ and come into the family of God are more valuable because these are the ones He has kept from a devil's hell for all eternity. We may not be worthy of this, but we are all worth it. So never call yourself or anyone else junk, trash, or garbage. We were created in the image and likeness of God. Even while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So what about us? Do we consider the price we pay to be worth what is in store for us in eternity? That sounds like a no-brainer question, but how many of us in our life have wondered about this? Now, before anyone gets mad that I asked this, consider what Jesus said in Luke chapter 14. He said that we should consider the cost. Why? The fact is that anyone who refutes any doubts before accepting anything that God offers can and will be more solid in their faith. Plus, they will be more steady in their walk with God. To say yes to God without considering the consequences now will affect your life later when you have to deal with the arrows of doubt that the enemy will shoot at you in the heat of the battle that will arise between your heart and mind. Jesus called this your spirit and flesh in Matthew 26:41 when He said that we should watch and pray lest we enter into temptation, where the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. Temptation will always get in our face when we are on this earth. However, we do not have to enter into it. Having a made-up mind will deafen the words of Satan when he asks you if all of this trouble is worth it. Again, the words of Jesus in John 16:33, where He said, "In this world you will have many troubles, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." When we consider the price on this earth to be much less than the reward we will receive in heaven, then we can overcome the world through Christ, even in the worst of circumstances. Just think of this. The worst day on earth is the only hell that a true believer in Christ will ever know. The reward in heaven is so far greater that even those who have seen heaven and returned did not shrink back from facing any pain that came with their recovery from physical injuries they sustained when they died. They have seen what is in store for us in heaven and do not care what they may have to go through on earth. They understand that life on this earth is just so temporary. Life on this earth is going by so fast. In just a few years, I will be 60 years old. I'm amazed at how fast life is going by. Yet eternity cannot be measured. It will last without an end. If we have to face sorrow and pain every day for the rest of our life on earth, heaven will melt all of that away and make it something that we will remember no more. If anyone focuses on the pain and sorrow that are here right now, then it will cloud our memory of what is promised to us when we go to heaven. You might say that we should focus on the prize and not on the pain. No matter how long we have to suffer on this earth, God will wipe all tears from our eyes, as the book of Revelation says. Nothing but God's love and goodness will radiate and saturate everyone and everything in heaven. Our breath in heaven will be God's purest life, His Zoe life. It's even purer than the freshest air that we have ever breathed in on this earth. We are told many things about heaven in the Bible, and many wonderful stories from those who have had a glimpse of heaven, who came back to tell us what God has permitted them to say about it. Just between the Bible and the witnesses, we can see that nothing on this earth, no matter how bad it is, will ever be less than worth the price of giving our lives to God and living according to His instructions that we find in His Word. God sees us as a higher prize than the price He paid for us. And we should consider heaven and God's presence in heaven for all eternity to be an even higher prize than any price that we could ever pay for it. In both accounts, the price is worth it all. Heavenly Father, may many hear this message and know that we are worth what you have spent to redeem us, and that heaven will be worth all the price that we have to pay while on this earth. It's all about your love for us and the love that we should receive. As your word says, may nothing ever separate us from your love, whether it's tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. May we always keep our eternal affection on you and the things that you have promised for us. When the toughest of times come, remind us that the price will all be worth it for us because the price was worth it for you too. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.